Thank you very much, Madam Moderator. Secretary General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, the precarious humanitarian situation in Afghanistan, including population displacement and food insecurity, had already been amplified over the years as a result of the combined impact of climate and disaster risk, pandemic, conflict, and security crisis. In order to address these challenges, in 2018, the Afghanistan government approved a national disaster risk reduction strategy supported by developing partners, including the UN Office for Disaster Risk Reduction. This strategy improved risk understanding, disaster impact monitoring, and enhanced early warning. So the anticipatory action triggered in May this year, ahead of a drought emergency declaration, reduced livelihood losses and prevented negative coping strategies such as early age marriage. However, the current crisis in Afghanistan puts progress in disaster risk reduction at severe risk. We cannot treat the prevention of disasters and the alleviation of humanitarian crisis separately if we are to avoid furthering the vulnerabilities of those already most at risk, women, girls, and displaced persons facing movement restrictions and increased risk of gender-based violence. We need to fully integrate disaster risk reduction into the ongoing humanitarian response to further prevent further deterioration of the livelihoods of the Afghan people. And we must also remember that nothing erodes development gains like disasters. Therefore, it is crucial to prevent new risk and mitigate existing climate and disaster risks in order to contribute to building resilience of Afghanistan. UNDRR stands ready to continue working with humanitarian partners in Afghanistan to enhance risk analysis, including on transboundary multi-year hazards such as droughts, and ensure that humanitarian action will enhance the resilience of Afghan communities. In preparation for the possible exodus of people from Afghanistan, UNDRR is in discussion with partners operating to strengthen and scale up support in Central Asia. And this initiative, entitled Central Asia Initiative for Climate and Disaster Resilience, is funded by the European Union. We are committed to working with member states, sister United Nations system agencies, and NGOs for solidarity with the Afghan people. Thank you very much.